Science and technology.
Channeling heat. Good conduct. It may soon be possible to control heat flows with great precision.
Heat, as every schoolboy and schoolgirl knows, moves in three ways: conduction, convection, and radiation. Convection is the mass movement of a fluid, hot water rising, for example. Radiation is simply infrared light. Engineers know how to control both of these reasonably well. Conduction, however, is most similar to the transmission of sound. It is caused, in other words, by atoms vibrating and passing such vibrations onto their neighbours. Until now, controlling the conduction of heat through solid objects has been a tricky engineering challenge. But by making the analogy with sound explicit, Martin Muldovan, an engineer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, thinks he may have found a way of doing so. Dr. Muldovan's invention, published in Physical Review Letters, is based on the idea of a sonic filter. A good way to filter sound, to eliminate certain frequencies while allowing others through, is to transmit the sound waves through a crystal. The size of the gaps between the crystal's atoms will govern which frequencies can pass. Moreover, the path the sound takes can be controlled by introducing deliberate flaws into the crystal's atomic lattice. These flaws act as waveguides, channeling the sound energy along themselves. One difference between sound and heat is that most sound waves have low frequencies, vibrating only a few thousand times a second, whereas most heat waves have high frequencies, vibrating trillions of times a second. In general, low frequencies propagate farther than high ones. Sonar, for example, employs low-frequency sound, and so do whales when they are singing. This is why previous researchers had a difficult time trying to send heat through crystal lattices. Dr. Muldovan, however, realized that although most heat is high frequency, some has frequencies that approach those of sound. He theorized that if the highest frequency waves were stripped away, it might be possible to control the remainder. To test this idea, he grew crystals of silicon that contained tiny particles of germanium in their lattices. The layouts of these crystals scattered and blocked high-frequency heat waves, but allowed low-frequency waves through. These remaining waves had frequencies in a range of 100 billion to 300 billion vibrations a second. They were still heat waves and carried warmth, but because their frequencies were lower, they behaved much more like sound. And Dr. Muldovan could control the heat's path in waveguides as tightly as that of sound waves. Though turning these crystals into practical products will require further tinkering, Dr. Muldovan thinks they will be immediately useful in the construction of thermoelectric materials, which transform waste heat into electricity and will ultimately lead to the thermal equivalent of diodes, allowing heat circuits analogous to electrical ones to be built. Where that would lead, no one knows. But it is worth bearing in mind that it was the ability to control convective heat via the steam engine which powered the Industrial Revolution. Controlling conductive heat might have equally unforeseen consequences.